The boundary between North and South Carolina is finally set. It's taken more than 20 years to clarify the colonial era line with modern technology. Another part of that process was deciding how to deal with households and businesses that find themselves in a new state. The bill Governor McCrory signed last week lays out ways to ease them into life in a different Carolina. WFAE's Ana Lucia Murillo reports many are anxious about the transition.
Jeff Langley and his wife have lived in their home in Clover, South Carolina for 20 years. They knew North Carolina was close by.
The line was at that cherry tree when we bought it. Our deed shows the line on that cherry tree, so we were clearly in South Carolina.
And that's where they wanted to be, in a county where they thought they'd pay lower property taxes and still have better funded schools.
We bought a house to be in South Carolina. We wanted to be in York County. Bought a house in York County, wanted to stay in York County.
And if they ever wanted to move, they figured they could sell their home for more on the South Carolina side. That's why Langley has been fighting to stay in South Carolina since he first heard about the changes in 2011. Come January, the redrawn line will convert 16 South Carolina households, many of them in York County, to North Carolina residents. Three families in North Carolina will become part of South Carolina. Many of them are going unwillingly.
It is a major piece of legislation, even though it impacts a small number of people, it impacts them greatly.
That's South Carolina State Representative Ray Felder of York County. She says the negotiations were tough.
We were working in two different states and two different legislatures trying to come up with a compromise.
Schools were a big point of contention. Many want to stay with their districts. The compromise allows them to do that. They're also eligible for in-state tuition at colleges and universities in their original state for 10 years. As for taxes, there is no transition time. They'll begin paying the new income and property taxes right away. Then there's the Lake Wylie Mini Mart. It's one of two businesses making the transition. At a meeting of the Joint Boundary Commission in 2012, the gas station's owner, Lewis Efford, made it clear that so much depends on its South Carolina status.
We invested based on the location of the property, tax rates, underground storage tank rules, alcohol availability. Had this property been in North Carolina, had we known at the time when we purchased the property in the early 90s, we certainly would have purchased it.
The new boundary and accommodations both states have approved will allow the gas station to continue largely as if it were still in South Carolina. The store can sell gas at the lower South Carolina prices, sell fireworks not allowed in North Carolina, and sell alcohol even though that part of Gaston County is dry. Those exceptions remain in place until the property changes hands. Many of those leaving their home state wonder why they didn't get the same kind of treatment. Duke University professor Steve Kelly studies border negotiations. He says this boundary process has actually been cleaner than most.
The key thing is the two states agree, and they've worked together for the last 20 years. And that's very unusual. That's not the model. The model is yelling and screaming, going to court, calling each other names. And North and South Carolina have found a better way, probably the best way.
As for Langley, he ended up on the wrong side of the debate. He and his wife realized soon they'll have to come to terms with being North Carolinians.
We'll swallow the bitter pill and move to North Carolina.
We'll
just don't like it. Yeah.
We'll
it would have been so easy to not make it happen.
But at least this move won't require any heavy lifting. For WFAE News, I'm Ana Lucia Murillo in soon-to-be North Carolina.